iTalk Youth.
27 minutes before 7 o'clock right here on VAR FM 88.1. I did promise you that we'll have a conversation, a very serious conversation with you. So now, a new SRC president for the Wits University has been elected, actually assumed office on the 27th of September 2019. And his term started on the 1st of November. So now joining me in studio is Tuto, hello and welcome to iTalk Youth. And now I have challenges in pronouncing your surname, but let's say it together now.
Khabapeti.
Khabapeti.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Khabapeti, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, my friend.
You are the new Wits SRC president now. How is it like? How's the seat now?
6 days into office now.
Yeah.
And I have to say, we've gotten the pressure ever since we've been elected, even before the start of office. So yeah, people are texting us, people are emailing us, and all of that. So we've already gotten into the position, and students are generally already engaging with us about the many issues that they have. And,
sure. Yeah. What are you studying here at Wits?
I'm a law student, so I'm doing the LLB program that they have at Wits, the 3 LLB program. So I'm a graduate. I studied PSC.
Yeah.
So I'm a graduate, and then I went over to law this year.
You know, before we get into the problems that Wits University has faced with, but it's important for anyone who's listening now to get to know who Tuto is.
Sure.
You know, and of course, like, just briefly, Tuto, where are you from, and why did you choose to do student politics now that you're in Wits University?
All right, I'm Kimutswana, so I'm from a deep rural area in the northwest province called Morokweng. I came to Wits in 2016. So when I got here, it was that peak of the student movement that everyone knows of. So when I got to Wits, I got introduced to FISMAS4. So I got straight into FISMAS4. And in that tenure, we got to experience a lot of the issues that students have, particularly black students in the university, particularly people that were previously marginalized from the institution, and many things that the students have. So I think the eagerness to get into politics then came, and not only politics but activism generally. So we got into activism because of that peak, and we got involved in various parts of the university, and that's how we are where we are right now.
All right. So now, during the year 2019, there have been talks around students that the former president was nowhere to be seen during times where students needed her. That we're talking about the previous president, Sisanda Mboleko. Many students said that she's nowhere to be seen where students need her. And I did my own research on that, and I did discover that there were challenges even getting her into studio. To speak to her in studio, it was a challenge. How would you agree with me on that? Because you were part of the PYA. You are part of the PYA. Have you seen how she worked? Would you agree with me on that?
I think that's a gross misrepresentation of the outgoing SRC president. She has done wonderful work. She's outgoing, and when I came into office, I told comrades that I feel in a position that has been filled by a giant. So she has done extremely well in her office. You know, serving 36,000 students, it's not an easy task, and I have to say that. So what I have to say is that the Progressive Youth Alliance gives mandates to its deployees, and the outgoing SRC has done well in ensuring that the deployees that it sent to SRC, the outgoing SRC has done well to ensure that it implements the mandates that were given to it by the Progressive Youth Alliance. And I think it has done absolutely well, and that has been since its inception, even since the beginning of the year. So it's a gross misrepresentation of the outgoing SRC president.
I would question your term of saying it's a gross misrepresentation of the outgoing president, because there were times, where I would speak to students when I'm doing a show, and there were times where I invited her to come, and most of the time she would cancel on the last minute, and or she would send one of the people in her executive. But now, moving on, because you said the previous administration had done wonderful work, but now we'll go back. Earlier this year, of like a few months ago, we had an interview with former president from the economy Freedom Fighters student command, the former president. He, as well as the deputy the former deputy president, Kateko Moroiwa. Kateko Moroiwa. They were here, and Kateko said that the PYA had opened a number of buildings for student accommodation. But then the former president from the EFF, student command, disagree with him on that. And it's clear that there's still issues when it comes to accommodation here at Wits University. What's your take on that? Would you say that the EFF was over-exaggerating when they disputed the fact that the PYA indeed did open the buildings?
Well, they were over-exaggerating. I think we all have evidence of that. The provincial government of Gauteng confirmed that. MEC Tasneem confirmed that on a Twitter page. We had meetings with her. You can confirm that right now. So buildings have been afforded to the university. And in fact, that was not early last year. It was during the year this year, right? So the Gauteng provincial government has come to our assistance, and that is because of the conversations that the outgoing SRC had with the provincial government. The SRC sat down and said, look, we have accommodation issues. And that is why I even disputed the fact that the SRC was never there, because they saw that there were accommodation issues beginning of this year, and they had a protest. They went to the management of the university, and they had a number of victories from that protest, which amongst them was the discussion that they had with MEC Tasneem to grant us the opportunity to the number of buildings that are in and around Johannesburg. The buildings are there. Right. It's just that the process of renovating them and the process of handing them over to the SRC are delaying. But confirmation has been made from the MEC. The buildings have been afforded. And I think the outgoing SRC has done a site visit. And I think there was at some point, October or September this year, Sisanda Mboleko herself was on site at some of the buildings that were afforded to us. So the buildings are there. But Tasneem has confirmed the SRC president has done a site visit to the buildings.
What I'm getting from you now is saying that the buildings are there, but that for now they are still under the process of being renovated.
That's correct.
What you're saying. But it goes back to what Nkateko said. Nkateko said, because the process where they started debating about this is that Nkateko insinuated that students are already in the buildings, and even made reference that the PYA, the SRC, the Wits SRC led by the PYA was the one at some point that was helping the students in paying for their electricity, saying that they've already occupied the buildings.
No, the buildings, I assume that you comrades were talking about, is the South Point negotiations.
But we didn't get to the South Point. The South Point was a different story. So on this case, would you say that the former deputy Nkateko misled us?
No, I was not listening in on the show at the time. So I don't know exactly the details of what was happening at the time. But what I can confirm to you as an incoming Wits SRC president is to say that the buildings have been confirmed to have been afforded to the university. But as Nim's Twitter handle says that, the Wits SRC president outgoing has confirmed that by going to the site visit.
So basically, when Kateko came here, he shared wrong information with us.
I don't know what he shared.
But I'm telling you now what he said to me.
I will not speak on behalf of Nkateko. I'm telling you, as the incoming SRC president, this is what I can confirm to you.
Basically,
what Nkateko did or did not say, I think we should call him. We should call him and find out from him what his position was, and what he I think he's more than capable of answering that question for himself. But here I'm representing the incoming SRC.
For me, clearly it's a different language between you and what Kateko said, and it's very confusing for me to hear from people from the PYA speaking different languages and not admitting in a public forum. But we'll live it. We'll take what Kateko said and take what you also say. Now moving, there's been a pending issue here at the Wits University of mental health. It continues to be an issue in the university that has obviously resulted in the deaths of a few students in the previous years. What are your plans in making sure that we don't get into that?
Sure. I think I have to start by saying this. I think the Progressive Youth Alliance, under the outgoing, SRC, has done well to ensure that it addresses some of the mental health issues that they had. And ours, first and foremost, is to pick up the conversation from where they left off with the many programs that they had. We've seen them opening conversations at CCDU. There's been a victory over the 24-hour hotline service that is already in existence now through CCDU. So I think ours, first and foremost, is to continue the conversations where they've left off. But second of all, is to have conversations with CCDU. There are many issues at CCDU. They're short-staffed, and some of them are less trained. So ours is to attempt to go to CCDU, have a meeting with those comrades, sit down with them and encourage the issue of having CCDU more equipped, not only resource-wise, but also human resource-wise. So that is our plan. And I think we will continue to come back and engage more on some of the plans that we have in that regard.
All right, it's got a 2-7 right here on VFM 88.1. This is I Talk Youth with me, Siyabonga Moja, all the way until 7. If you have anything that you want to ask the new president, SRC president, you can ask your question on Twitter at VFM. Use the hashtag I Talk Youth, or WhatsApp. The number to use is 0840784912. Call on 0117179881. We'll take a short break now. We'll come back.
I Talk Youth.
14 minutes before 7 o'clock, right here on VFM 88.1. We are joined in as we continue the conversation of with the SRC president. Tuto, before before the break, actually, we were talking about, obviously, you said today you are planning on obviously making sure that CCDU, they're doing their job, basically, accordingly, to help those students who might face mental issues or mental health troubles, basically. Mm. So now there's a new policy that has been adopted this year by the residents on campus that gives preference to first-year students. I know, the accommodation conversation was supposed to, it was a very burning issue for me. So that's why I'm really going hard on it. So now, they putting this new policy that they would first year students would take preference compared to second years and third years and so forth. And now what's going to happen with those who won't fit on the system? So let's say the first years are sorted, second years maybe some of them are, then the third years maybe some of them are not. What happens to those who will not find an accommodation next year?
I think I have to start off by outlining the fact that this policy was actually piloted beginning of this year. There was a lot of issues with regards to accommodation, and that is because of the centralization of Rest Life, where first year students were, it was an issue of preference to say first year, second years, like that. So this program was piloted this year, and the reasoning of the university is the fact that there is a vulnerability from the people that come into the university, right? And what we have then said to the university is that, okay, it's fine. We have started the conversations to say, if you're going to say that there should be this policy implemented, it then means that there should be more rooms to house the people that are coming in. And that is why you see that there's a number of places that are being renovated in and around the university to, increase capacity of the university. And more than that, I think ours is to then say, the people that is to start the conversations with external residences. We already have a relationship with South Point. Ours is to then move on to other, private external residences and have a conversation with them with regards to how they can then house the pool of students that will not have space here. But I think it's important that I say this, and I said this even at the Executive Council meeting of the university that I attended last week, to say, The main issue at this university, more than it being an accommodation issue, it's an issue of finances. So people do not have money. And that is the burning point. And that is, if we are going to start to address issues, we should then begin by addressing issues of finances. Because the university will have rooms, but people will not be affording to get into those rooms. So if we are going to start to address student issues, be it accommodation in them, is that we have to start by addressing the issues of finances. And I think we are trying to push the university. There was a hardship fund that was established this year. Yes. Over 13 million, I think, was spent on the hardship fund. We want to get more money into that fund because it assisted a lot of us. I sit here next to you this morning because I'm a beneficiary of that fund as well. So it assisted a lot of students. Ours is to get more money, you know, thrown into that fund so that it can assist the many of the students that are vulnerable and cannot be housed.
You know, when you're talking about finances, it reminds me, of course, on what's happening around Bloemfontein, because Bloemfontein is in the city center of the city of Johannesburg, if I may put it like that, and the rates when it comes to the rent is very high, you know, and it's a very big disadvantage to the students who wants to live around Bloemfontein, I mean, to have flats and buildings around Bloemfontein as means of accommodation. But your plans, I'm talking about your plans as a new president now, to make sure that there's accessibility of accommodation around this place. What are your plans around that?
All right. I've already said that we already have relations with South Point, right? But the plan,
okay,
as we are incoming, is to ensure that we target other external residences that are outside the university, because even the relations that we have with South Point, we have to come to a point where we sit down with South Point and tell them that South Point, you have NSFAS students that come from that university, accredited by the university to you. That is why you can uncap the first fee payment. However, your fees. So you have an NSFAS that is kept at 40,000 for residences in the university. But you go to a South Point, for instance, that costs way more than that. So at some point, you must sit down and have a conversation with South Point to say, but how then do we accredit you for 40,000 if you don't have places for 40,000? You understand? So it must then come to an issue of accreditation. But over and above that, the other external residences that are in and within, you know, within and around Bloemfontein, we must come to a conversation with them. We are planning to have a conversation with them, find out how many students they can house for us next year, find out the sort of negotiations and sort of concessions we can have with them. So that is really the plan moving forward into next year.
All right. There was a pending issue when there was a time when we spoke to Andile Mkhwetane, a person who once studied at Wits University. And there was this issue of the university being colonized. The education in the university is, they said, it is colonized. Mm. As someone who spent a number of years here at Wits University, would you say the education is still colonized?
Listen, Wits University, it's not a secret. The university is a previously white-owned university, right? It still continues to perpetuate whiteness, right? That is the university.
How did you find whiteness in this context?
So we had an issue a week back where a student came to us. I think he was going through a university appeal, right? And when he got there, he wanted to speak Zulu.
Yes.
Right? The university told him that he cannot speak Zulu and he cannot be communicated to in Zulu, right? Just simple things like that. The fact that people are saying that they are trying to transform the institution, but when a student comes to the office, they cannot be addressed in their own mother language. And I had a fight with people that sit in the committee in the language policy and development committee, development of the language policy in the university. I attended that meeting last week where Andrew Crouch, the deputy principal of the university, the deputy vice chancellor of the university, sits as chair of that board. We sat with him and he sort of wanted to make it look as if it's difficult to get resources for such things. It's a lie. So the university continues to perpetuate that sort of thing. And that is why I even say, when I joined activism a few years ago, it was because I saw the many problems that particularly the people that are marginalized within the university are facing. And as black students, we continue to be marginalized in the university. Our black parents continue to be marginalized within the university. They walk early hours of the morning after they clean our labs. They walk to Park Station. That is marginalization when you don't even have a white cleaner at a single vicinity of the university. So it's that exclusion that continues to perpetuate within the university. So to some extent, it is true that the university is still continuing with its whiteness, and we ours as black students within the university is to enter into the spaces and fight against this whiteness. You understand? And when you talk to Professor Adam Habib about this thing, by the way, he tells you that no, there's transformation within the university, or in 2010, I don't know, he said a statistic that in 2014 there was 50-something percent black students, in 2019 there's over 70% black. But we said, no, that does not say anything. If you still cannot speak Zulu in a university space, and yes, you are told that the institution is a white university, then there's something wrong, and ours is to fight against that, I think.
Understood. I mean, there was also a term that was used, that the black agenda is forgotten here, like black voices are not being heard. Mm. Those were the words of Kateko, and as well as Andile Mutam, in regards to the university. And of course, as someone who's just stepped into the big seat, it's something that I would say you have observed, if it is true or not.
I'll tell you, probably I will realign myself to what they said. I will then give you this scenario to say that the, you said it's the what? The black project.
Black agenda.
The black agenda,
yes,
is forgotten. I would not say it's forgotten, but I will say that the university wants us to forget that black agenda. Because I'll tell you why. The university continues to run its things in a way that encapsulates us into a particular thinking, right? The curriculum, for instance, it's, yes, into a particular thinking.
Yes.
The way that SRC elections happen, it's into a particular thinking.
Yeah.
You understand? So the black agenda has not been forgotten. The black agenda is being encapsulated by the university itself.
So now, before we wrap up, I just want to know from you this. What sets you apart from the previous president? Personally, how would you define that?
No, listen, I think both of us are from the Progressive Youth Alliance. We take mandates from the Progressive Youth Alliance, and she in her capacity is a well-rounded leader in her own right. So I will not begin to make the comparison between me and her.
All right.
I will just say that my name is Tutu, and I'm the incoming SRC president, and I'm my own president.
Are there any goals that you have outlined that the previous administration failed to accomplish that you've noted?
Sure. I think well. What we've noted very quickly is the fact that the SRC sort of wants to work as its own body outside of other stakeholders within the university, and that is what we have identified. What we want to do is work with each and every stakeholder within the university. We have school councils within the university.
Yes.
You have elders councils within the university. So you have all of those representative councils, which at the end of the day represent the students. And the SRC, as the umbrella body of the representation of students within the university, should have conversations with all of these people that represent the students. So that is just what we have noted.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be something that we want to push as we move forward.
Would you assure a student now, a Wits University student, the one that would start next year, and the one that's already continuing with their studies next year, that you won't be scarce around students in the university?
I can assure everyone that's a registered student of the university that I'll always be around.
It's just gone 2 minutes before 7 o'clock. But Tutu, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, my brother, for having me.
That was the new Wits SRC president, Tutu Habapeti, just sharing his ideas and, of course, on how he's planning to, you know, work around with the students and, of course, make sure that the university issues are being dealt with. It's time for me to leave this place and obviously allow my other colleagues to continue. From the producers of the show, Siyabonga and Nondumiso Lehutso, and myself, Siyabonga Mota, it is time for me to say good night. Breaking Ground is coming up next.